Okay, so are we looking for, are you looking for a wireless keyboard, maybe a new bedspread, smart plug, power tools? Might be your lucky day. Today is Amazon Prime Day. Thousands of items are on sale. And I would venture to guess that the Amazon warehouse is probably busier than Santa's workhouse, the workshop, before Christmas Eve. Joining us is Paula Morrison, Amazon spokesperson, responsible for all of Michigan and Ohio. So can I ask you, Paula, where my package is?
Maria, if you're tracking your package on your mobile app, you'll probably see that it's going to be arriving really soon.
All right, I'm just going to say it. I've never had a problem with Amazon. They've just always done a great job. It's just amazing to me how quickly I get what I'm looking for, and it's pretty amazing stuff. All right, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Amazon Prime Day. This is a big deal for your company. I mean, the hype that you have surrounding this Prime Day is unbelievable.
I mean, Maria, can I just tell you, this is our 10th Prime event, so we've been doing this for 10 years now, and we like to say that Prime Day is something like Super Bowl for us. You know, we started planning in January so that we can make sure that all of our workers, our associates are ready to, and, you know, ready and prepared to get those packages out to our customers. That's what's number one.
So how do you pick the items that go on sale?
Whew, now you're asking me something that I can't even answer. I don't know. I mean, I'm in public relations. I can't really tell you why or who selects the items. But what I can tell you is that, and this is crazy, every 5 minutes, there's a different deal that's hitting Amazon.com.
So the point is to keep looking.
Oh, the point is to keep looking because there's something for everyone. I mean, we have home goods. We have home appliances. There's health and beauty. There's toys. There's even something for your little dogs. I mean, we can't forget about them. And some of the hot items, if I can just tell you.
Absolutely.
Yeti coolers. Now, everyone loves their Yeti drinkware and their Yeti coolers. Those are, you can save up to 50% off of that if you go on Amazon.com/Prime Day. So you could get your very own Yeti for you could save up to 50%. In addition to the Yeti coolers, we have it's a combo fryer. So you think about the air fryers. This is a smart air fryer. Go figure. I mean, for those like myself that aren't really in the kitchen, let's be smart and purchase a combo air fryer. In addition to that, if you're working out, New Balance. New Balance has up to 25% off of their footwear in addition to their apparel. And something that can impact a lot of local households is it's July. Families are getting ready, geared up for back to school. So, of course, we have Chromebooks and electronics that could be up to 35% off. So if your child is going to college or if you need a Chromebook for school, hey, you have until tomorrow the 17th, to log on and get some of those deals. I'm actually logging on because my printer went out and I found a great price on a printer, so I'm going to purchase that tonight.
So Amazon folks, buy from Amazon, of course. So can you describe to me what's going on into the warehouse right now, and how do you prepare your employees for a day like today and tomorrow?
Well, this is something that we do on a regular basis. I mean, just making sure that we pick, pack, and stow the product so that they can travel the last mile in order to reach to our customers. This is something that we do on a daily basis. But our employees, with our Prime season, our Cyber Mondays, and our peak season, we all know that those are going to be our more heavily trafficked seasons. So we just get geared up. I mean, the enthusiasm in the site this morning, they were giving out T-shirts. Actually, they gave out the swag yesterday. It's just an enthusiastic feeling that filters throughout the site because our employees are so excited to get these products out to our customers.
Now, obviously, you know, I hate to talk about Christmas. It is only July, and I don't like rushing. I don't like rushing the seasons. I really hate that, actually.
Right.
But
right.
This has to be a pretty much like a dress rehearsal, isn't it, for what's going to happen during the holiday season time?
It really is. And, I mean, that's the best way to put it, Maria, is this is a dress rehearsal. We're role-playing to get geared up for peak season. And, I mean, this is something, it's a tremendously busy period of time, but we all know that it's coming. We get geared up, we handle it, and we move on to the next.
And tell us a little bit about what it's like. I'm curious for you as an employee of Amazon, when people find out that that's what you do for a living, what are some of the things that they say to you? Like, where's my package?
Where's my package? Do you get an additional discount off because you work at Amazon? It's funny the questions that we get. But I have to tell you one thing, if we can just jump to another subject. In Detroit, there are a lot of small business owners, and I would be remiss if I did not mention that. One of the small businesses is a couple by the name of Ashley and Stephen Davis. They are owners of Takeoff Luggage. Takeoff Luggage, the quick story behind them is they were traveling. They were traveling on, I won't name the airline, but their luggage would not fit in, could not be carried on. So they sat there and they thought about it and they said, well, if we take the wheels off, it will qualify as a carry-on. So it's called Takeoff because you take off the wheels and it fits into the bin for carry-on luggage. So that's one of the many small business owner companies that's in the Michigan area. In Michigan, there's more than 11,000 independent sellers that sell on Amazon. So you're saying, how do I know who's a small business? When you log on to Amazon.com, or Amazon.com/Prime Day, you can put in the search engine small businesses, and next to that company, you will see a small business badge. So if you're into supporting your local businesses, that's something that you can do.
Absolutely. I mean, and there's 11,000 of them, as you said, Paula. I'm so glad you mentioned them because they are the backbone. They're the backbone, certainly, of our retail industry here in Michigan. Thank you so much for the look behind the wall in Amazon. We really appreciate it. And we really hope you have we hope you have a nice couple of days here doing all that business. We'll continue here on the Mitch Albom Show on WJR.